Welcome to E-commerce Explained, the podcast that'll help you to start, launch, and grow your own successful online store. My name is Warwick Hearns, and I'm South Africa's e-commerce expert. Back in 2010, I founded the award-winning online store Action Gear, and I grew that business from zero to doing over 20 million rand in annual revenue back in 2017, when I sold the business so that I could dedicate myself to helping South African online entrepreneurs just like you to avoid the pitfalls which I had to overcome so that you can achieve more success online faster. I'm really excited that you're listening to this, and I look forward to having you on this journey with me, where I'm going to show you how to get your online store started, grow your sales with the best digital marketing methods, and scale your business to bring about more and more success. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast and leave us a review with your thoughts. Let's get into this. All right. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is a really cool episode where I'm addressing a question that I saw coming up in our community. In fact, I've seen it happening or coming up a couple times recently. And at the time of this recording, we're about to head into Black Friday. It's about to kick off. In fact, it's already kicked off for so many online sellers already who've been launching early deals, getting early sales, and really getting their slice of the pie before the craziness of Black Friday even really gets too crazy. But the question that I saw coming up for somebody who had just started selling online is, should they be offering free delivery on their website, and how would they go about figuring out what the right value is? And this is a really interesting question because it's something that I got wrong for many years, and I lost money on this without even realizing that I was losing money on it. And so I wanted to take you through a thought process and a calculation through the series of this audio so that you know exactly how to work out what is the correct value for you to be offering as a free shipping value. And I got to say, you should be offering this because South African consumers, South African online shoppers, well, they do expect free delivery over a certain cart value. Now, what that cart value is, well, it depends on a couple factors, which I'm going to take you through in a moment. Then at the end of the audio, I'll explain why offering free shipping is not just something that you should be doing, but it can be used as a tactical advantage to build your conversion rate optimization and to increase your average order value. It's really cool. I'll explain that at the end. And I've also got to say that you've heard me say this before, that offering clear information about your shipping and like what your shipping terms are, like how long is it going to take for the customer to receive the order? Do they pay for shipping? Do they not pay for shipping? Well, having that information clearly displayed on your website is really crucial. If you aren't answering that question proactively, then you are losing sales on your website. So let's figure out what your free shipping value is, and then I'll explain some ways that you can display it and how you can use this to increase your sales on your site. This isn't just something that you should be offering. This is something that you need to be offering to get extra sales, to have happier customers. But importantly, we want to make sure that you're not losing money. So I'm going to take you through a quick calculation, and it's a pretty simple one. But if you got a pen and paper, write down the steps so that you can follow along and work out the correct number for yourself. If you're driving, or if you're on your bicycle or doing something else, then don't write this down. I will include the very simple calculation in the notes beneath this podcast so you can get it afterwards. Not a problem whatsoever. All right. So I mentioned that there's just two pieces of information that you need to have to work out what is a correct shipping value or free shipping value for you to be offering. And it's important to get this right so that you can keep the free shipping value as low as possible, because the lower the cart value is to get free shipping, the more sales you'll get. But you don't want it to be too low where you're giving free shipping, but you're now losing money because you are covering the cost of that shipping that's coming out of your profit. And if you're doing that, well, you're losing money. That's actually the mistake that I made for many years. And it's a mistake that I see lots of other sellers doing making also. Because when you start out, you see other websites and they're offering free shipping. Like, I think Takealot's free shipping value is $450. So maybe you feel like offering free shipping over $450. But you've got to understand that they're doing that because they've got massive economies of scale. They own their own fleet of deliveries. Yes, they own Mr. Delivery. And so they have a lower cost of delivery, which they can absorb into their profit margins. And those really are the two major factors that we need to be considering to work out what is the correct free shipping value for you to be offering. So to be clear, it's the average gross profit that you make per sale, and the average cost of delivery. Let me deep dive into that and explain it a bit more. So first up, I want to take you through the average cost of delivery. This is the first factor that you need to know in terms of working out your free shipping value. Now, quite simply, in its simplest form, the average cost of delivery is the average that you are spending on your deliveries in a month. So to work this out, you would take your total number of orders that you've dispatched and then divide that by the total cost of the courier bills for that month. So through this podcast, I'm going to use some simple numbers just to keep it easy to follow. But of course, you want to take these calculations that I give you and take this back to your business and to your numbers so that you can work out this exact right number for you. So with the thinking of keeping round and simple numbers, what I want to do is to work out an example of an average cost per delivery. Let's, for example, say that your website is doing 100 dispatches or 100 orders in a given month. And at the end of that month, your bill for the couriers adds up to 8,000 Rand. So you take the 8,000 Rand and you divide it by 100 orders. So what you're doing is you're taking your total courier costs and you're dividing it by the number of orders. And in this example, it would be 8,000 divided by 100, 8,000 Rand delivery costs divided by 100 orders, which gives us an average cost of delivery of just 80 bucks. Now, this number that I've come up with is not just a thumbsuck. This is actually the number that I've actually always tracked as being the average cost of deliveries for my parcels when I've been sending them out. In fact, 79 Rand 50 is the number that I've usually tracked. And again, this is always going to be specific to your company. So you do want to work this out for yourself instead of taking my example and just using those numbers. Because, for example, if you are sending couches to rural locations, your cost per delivery is going to be much higher than 80 Rand. If you are sending small items and most of your deliveries, most of your customers are in big city centers, well, then your average cost per delivery could be much less than 80 Rand. So you want to work that out for yourself. But for the sake of this example, we're going with the average cost per delivery of 80 bucks. And yes, some of you guys might be starting out. And at the end, I'll explain to you, if you're starting out, what can you do? Because of course, the examples or the numbers that I'm working with are based on historical stats. If you're starting out and you don't yet have these numbers, I'll explain at the end how you can actually work this out, or a rule of thumb that you can start with to just get started. All right. So I said that there's two factors that you need to be considering. The first up is the average cost of delivery. And in the example, I've worked out it's 80 bucks. The second factor that you need to be working out or paying attention to is your average gross profit margin. Now, your gross profit margin, first up, let's just go back to basics and say, what is gross profit margin? Your gross profit margin is the amount of profit you make when you sell something. So an item that you may have bought for 100 Rand is now being sold for 150 Rand. So your gross profit in that example would be 50 bucks. And it depends on your situation, your business, your suppliers, and you of course need to look at this for yourself to see what is your gross profit. Now, you can look at this, the easiest ways to look at this would be to look at your finances at the end of the month. If you have management accounts from an accountant or a bookkeeper, then one of the lines that they'll give you is your GP, your gross profit. And this isn't necessarily your net profit, because gross profit is before all the costs, before salaries, before marketing, before deliveries, and before all those other things. So generally, you would have a sale, then you would have a profit, like the profit that you make. So it's just the sale value less the cost of the product. So if I bought it for 100 and I sold it for 150, I'm making 50 bucks GP. So that's a number that we're looking at, and we want it in a percentage wise. So again, for the sake of keeping this simple, and I will include all of these numbers beneath in the show notes for this podcast. So if you have a pen and paper, just follow along, or if you're driving or on a bicycle, then I'll give you these notes beneath. So for the sake of simplicity and for keeping the example easy to follow with, the gross profit margin that I want to work with for this example is 30%. 30% is actually a pretty decent gross profit for you to be targeting as an online seller. Although I would want to just kind of go off on a tangent here and say, as any business, the lower your gross profit margin is, the more difficult it is for you to make money. The higher your gross profit margin, the more money you're making per sale, the more likely you are to have success. Now, that's not to say that you can't have success with a lower gross profit margin product. Like, heck, if you're selling Apple devices, the average gross profit on that is just 3%. But there, that's a game of scale. That's when you're selling hundreds or thousands of units per month. Now, when we're starting out our online stores and just building up our businesses, it would be great if we are selling thousands of units per month, and in which case we can accept a lower gross profit. But often we are selling fewer items and we're building up. So we're building and building and building. And in that situation, the higher your gross profit is, the more likely you can have money at the end of the month to reinvest into marketing, to buy more inventory, to build a team, to build a business, and to put some more money in your pocket at the end of the month. So for me, as I look at products that I want to be selling, 30% gross profit is really like a point that I want to achieve, 30% or higher. Anything less than that, I start to raise my eyebrows and question whether this is going to be a great product to sell. Now, that was a bit of a tangent. Let me come back to this example. So for the sake of numbers, we're going with a 30% gross profit, which means that for any given sale, 30% of that sale value is my profit from that sale. Now, if that sale, if the item that I was selling was 300 Rand, then 30% of that would be 90 Rand gross profit. Now, if we go back to that cost of delivery, now if we're making a gross profit of 90 Rand off a 300 Rand sale, but our delivery on average costs us 80 Rand, well, there we're making 10 Rand. So we're not losing money just yet, but it's not, this is not probably the level that you want to be playing at. So if you were crunching your numbers, you could say, well, arguably at 300 Rand, I could be offering free delivery. Because when I make a 300 Rand sale and I'm getting 30% gross profit, it means that I'm getting 90 Rand profit from that sale. And I know that my delivery is 80 bucks, so I'm making 10 Rand. Now, is 10 Rand going to change your life? Is that going to build a business? No, it's not. And let's also just keep in mind that the cost of delivery is not the only cost that you have to incur around a delivery. There's also your payment gateway fees. There's a cost of packaging, insurance returns, and anything like that. So 10 Rand is not going to cut it. So what we want to do is let's look at a higher sale value. Let's, for example's sake, say that we get a 600 Rand sale, same gross profit, same cost of delivery. So at 600 Rand with 30% gross profit, it means that we're going to get 180 Rand profit from that sale. We know that the average cost of delivery is 80 Rand, which leaves us with 100 Rand gross profit from the sale. Now, is this good enough? I would say that this is a good level that you could start offering free delivery. Anything less than this, you know, there are those other costs that you need to be considering, and we want to be making some decent money at the end of the month, at the end of each sale. So 100 Rand gross profit before the other costs, you know, that works out because we've had the 600 Rand sale. We know that we're making 30% GP gross profit, which gives us 180 Rand profit from that 600 Rand, 30%. We know that our average cost of delivery is 80 bucks. So we made 180, we're spending 80 on delivery. We got 100 bucks to put in our pocket. Well, 100 bucks that we can start putting towards covering marketing, other costs and all of those things. So this for me would be a fair point. Assuming that my gross profit is 30%, I would say now that 600 Rand is a fair point in this example to start offering free delivery. Now, just for the sake of seeing how this can be moved around by higher or lower gross profits, if we had that same 600 Rand sale, but our GP instead of being 30% was 20%, that would mean that we would be left with only 40 Rand after delivery. Now, that's not going to cut it. 40 bucks, again, it's not enough. So if you are, and this is why it's so important to be watching your numbers, because, and this is a mistake that I see so many people making, is they just offer free delivery on a certain number because they see other people doing it, but without paying attention to their own metrics. So if you have a 600 Rand sale and there's two different companies, one company is making 30% and the other company is making 20% gross profit, well, one company, the 30%, is ending up with 100 Rand from that sale, whereas the one with the lower gross profit is only getting 40 Rand from that sale. And the guys with the lower gross profit should not be offering free delivery at this 600 Rand sale. They should be increasing their sale value before offering free delivery. But if we went the other way, let's say that there's a third company and they're making 50% gross profit. So that same 600 Rand sale would give them 300 Rand gross profit, less the 80 bucks delivery gives them 220 Rand gross profit after deliveries. Now that's far better. So for the company that's offering or making 50% gross profit, they can definitely, certainly be offering free delivery at 600 Rand. In fact, they could even consider changing up their numbers to offer free delivery at, let's say, 500 Rand, because that would still work for them because they've got a higher gross profit. So do you see how important it is to firstly work out what is your average cost of delivery and then know what is your gross profit per sale or at the end of the month overall? Because these two numbers become crucially important to you actually figuring out what is the correct free selling value for you to be selling at so that you don't make money, but you also don't want to be too high where you might be losing out on sales. And so for you, what you want to do is work out your average gross profit margin, work out your average cost of delivery, and all the numbers and calculations will be beneath in the notes for this podcast. And then you can work out what is the right and the responsible free shipping value for you to be offering on your website. Now, as I said, that when you work out that number, it does need to factor in a few different things, like the cost of the merchant fee from PayFast or whoever payment processor you're using. There is a cost of packaging. You might be paying insurance on these items. You want to factor in a little bit of percentage for returns. You know, on average, the returns might be 3% or changes depending on your industry. So you want to work this out. And ultimately, you also want to feel like what is a good value for you to be thinking about or for you to feel that this is a good value for you to take away from each sale. And ultimately, you don't want to keep that number too small because otherwise you might just be losing out on sales. So now, as I talk about this stuff, some questions kind of pop into my mind about questions that might be coming up for you guys as you're listening to this example. Because yes, we do want to offer free shipping, but what if you are just starting out and you don't have historical numbers? Like, to work out your average cost of delivery, you need to have a month worth of deliveries. So what if you're just starting out, you haven't made your first sale yet, and you're trying to figure this out? Well, in that instance, what you can do is you could use a rule of thumb, like a number that I could give you that you could use, provided you know your gross profit. That's an important factor. Because let's say that I would say that it's fair for you to assume that your average cost of delivery would be 80 Rand. That's a number which I've worked with. I've worked it out over years and years of tracking many different values of deliveries. And so if you are selling small items within South Africa with a few occasional orders going out into remote areas, but most of your orders being in big metropolitan areas, then it would be fair for you to say that your average cost of delivery might be 80 Rand. The one factor that you should know or should be able to forecast is your gross profit. Because I said that one way of working out your gross profit is to look at your financial metrics. Like, what does your accountant tell you? Because they should tell you your gross profit. But if you're starting out, well, there again, you don't have management accounts, you don't have finances, you don't even have a bookkeeper yet. But what you do have is you should have price lists from your suppliers. And on those price lists, the price list will always give you a buying price, a wholesale price, and then there should be a recommended retail price. So on the price list, it would say the wholesale price that you're going to buy it at from the supplier is about 100 Rand, or it would be an exact number. Let's say it's 100 bucks. And then it might or might not give you a recommended retail price of, let's say, 200 Rand. And from that, you can work out your gross profit from that sale. So even if you haven't started out, you could run with the number of 80 bucks average cost of delivery, and then you can look at the costing sheets that you've got from your wholesaler, and you can see the average margin, the average gross profit that they are offering to you. And then you can work this out. So if it makes sense to you, if your average gross profit, let's say, is around 30%, and let's say that your average cost of delivery might be 80 Rand, then for you, it would make sense to start off with offering free shipping on your website of 600 Rand. So what that means is that if a customer is shopping on your site, as they add more stuff to their cart, well, it's going to bump up, it's going to offer them free delivery when their cart gets over 600 Rand. Now, it's important to understand that when somebody adds something to their cart, the shipping value does not count towards the value of the free shipping. I saw this with one of our premium students. It was her first, she just went through our course, she launched her site, and she got her first sale almost immediately. and the sale value was $450, and she is offering free delivery on orders over 500. So the customer had ordered something and put something in their cart for 450 Rand, but the free shipping was only for 500. So when the customer moved to the checkout process, it added a shipping cost of 79 Rand. And what this meant is that now the cart value was, 529 Rand. One of our students was saying, this is like, what happens here? Because now the cart value is over 500, but they're paying for shipping. But it's important to understand that the free shipping is offered on the value of the cart. And where this gets really cool and really interesting is that I promised that you could use this as a way to increase your conversion rate and to increase your average order value. And this is really something that is used tactically as a strategy to increase your sales through your website. Because when you promote free shipping on your website and when you promote that value, customers are more likely to add more items to the cart so that they can get over that free shipping value amount. You might have done this yourself when you're shopping on Takealot. You go to Takealot, you want to buy something and it's 200 bucks. And you know they offer free delivery over 450. So you're like, hey dear, what else do we need? What else can we add? And then you just add something else to the cart so that you get the free shipping. Because as soon as your cart value gets over 450, now you have free shipping. But for them, their average cart value just gets increased and increased and increased because everybody, or there's a lot of people who shop that way. And when you offer free shipping on your website, then it also will happen for you. Your average order value will go up. And you can use this as a way to capture extra sales because maybe your competitors aren't offering free shipping, or maybe their free shipping is on orders over 1,000 Rand or more. So customers will also factor this in when they are shopping around and deciding who they're going to buy it from. Now, one of the things that might be coming up for you, and I know I see this every single time I talk about this, is what happens if you are charging, if you're offering free delivery, and now the customer that places an order is in a very far out remote location like Kuruman or Alldays or Verkeerskorp or some part of the Wild Coast where it's going to cost you a fortune to deliver this parcel to them. Now, what's going to happen? Because maybe now you've been working out on an average cost of delivery of 80 bucks and suddenly this one delivery is 300 Rand and it's really going to mess up your numbers. Well, what I want to encourage you to do is to accept that we're working on an average. Because what you got to look at is the other side of the coin. You're working on an average cost of delivery of 80 bucks, and most of your orders are going to be going to Joburg and Cape Town. Statistically, that's where most online shoppers are based. And when you deliver to Joburg and Cape Town, then what's going to happen is that your delivery fee is not going to be 80 bucks. It's going to be 50 bucks, 60 bucks, or even less. And so you're winning on every single one of those orders, and you've got to recognize that you're winning there. And then when that occasional expensive order comes in to that far out remote location, that one is just bringing the average back up to 80 bucks. So when that happens, do not panic. Do not think that you need to reassemble or re-strategize and recalculate all of your numbers, because we are simply working on averages. So when that happens, let it happen. C'est la vie. You win some, you lose some, because you're winning way more than that random order that only comes in occasionally. But it does make it, it does highlight the importance for why you need to be monitoring these numbers. Like every couple months, let's take a look at what is our average cost of delivery. Did it go up? Did it go down? Heck, let's also look at our gross profit, because maybe we've taken on a new product, which is increasing our profit margins, which is awesome. And we can then potentially look at changing our free shipping value, because if we've got lower cost of deliveries and higher gross profit margins, then if you've been following along, that means that we could actually lower our free shipping value on our website. And that is a win, because as soon as you do that, it's going to mean that you're going to have more sales on your site, because it's going to encourage customers to buy with you over competitors. And it just makes it so much easier and nicer for customers to shop with you. Now, I wanted to wrap up with answering a question and giving you a free tip. So the question that I wanted to address here is, what if you are VAT registered? How does that affect any of these calculations? Well, quite simply, just work out the numbers that I've given you, the calculations, but use the ex-VAT numbers, the excluding VAT numbers. What I've assumed is that you are not VAT registered, but for anybody who isn't VAT registered, don't worry about this too much. If you are VAT registered, then you probably know exactly what I mean. The final thing for this episode is to share some tips on how you can actually strategically and tactically use the free shipping value to actually increase your orders. Because the first thing I would say would be to definitely use the announcement bar, that strip of information right at the top of your website. Use that primary list date to illustrate and to announce the fact that you do offer free shipping on orders over 600 Rand or whatever your number is. Because when you make that loud and proud and known, then customers are more likely to convert. You will see more sales on your website. Now, secondly, you can actually use some apps or some plugins to actually increase the order value using pop-ups. So we've used this on our website very successfully over the years. So when somebody comes to our site and they buy something, and let's say they buy something for 400 Rand and our free shipping value is 600 bucks, when they add it to their cart, a pop-up pops up and it says, you know, thanks for adding this to your cart. Add another item for just 200 Rand to get free delivery. And when you prompt them to make that change, the thing that happens is that they go around your website and they find something for 200 Rand and they buy it so that they can get the free delivery. And this is winning. This is increasing your average order value. It increases the entire sales of your entire business over the whole month. If every single order is just that little bit extra, it means that you make way more money, way more revenue over any given month. So it's really cool to be using this. And for Shopify, there's an app called the Free Shipping Pop-Up. Nice and simple to remember. For WooCommerce, there's a plugin called Cart Notifications. It's a paid plugin, but it's amazing. Or you might actually find that your WooCommerce, that your WordPress theme actually has this as a built-in setting, perhaps. So go and check it out. Add this to your site. Use this strategically. But it's important that we know our numbers, that we get this right. Because there's one thing that's, you could simply just start offering free shipping from tomorrow. And let's say it's Black Friday coming up and you're going to get more sales, which is awesome. But if you don't know your numbers, then you might just be losing money. So we don't want you to be doing that. So check the calculations that are beneath in the notes of this podcast, and you will be able to work it out for yourself. Just get your numbers right, make sure that they're correct, and then use this as a strategy, a tactic on your site to get more business, to get more customers buying on your site. Because this totally is something that you should be using on your site. And let's go back to what I said in the beginning. South African consumers do expect free shipping over a certain cart value. So if you're not offering this, well, you're losing out, you're leaving money on the table. So you've got to work this out and turn it on for your site because it will increase your sales. So that's it for today. But I look forward to you guys returning next week for another great episode on this podcast. Thanks for joining. I'll catch you guys next time. Thank you for listening to this episode. I'm excited to have you along on this journey with me, and I wish you all the best with implementing this information in your own online store. If you'd like to access my free range of e-commerce strategies, tools, and mini courses that have helped thousands of South African entrepreneurs just like you, then be sure to visit insaka.co.za/free. I'm looking forward to chatting to you in the next episode. Till then, take care.